This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And everyone listening, please do all you can to support InfoWars. We're in critical times. And when the COVID war came out, anything you said that was contrary to, quote, the official word out there, you were blacklisted. Or blackballed. Ooh, couldn't say that. They'll call me racist. You know, take it easy. But seriously, you see what's going on. If you come out anything that is against the narrative of the war hawks and the Hate Russia campaign, boop, you're censored. And again, to make this 100% totally clear, I am totally opposed to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I perfectly understand why it happened. Again, we write the magazine, the Trends Journal. You go back to our 2014 issues, and we're writing all about the American overthrow of the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. And how little Hunter Biden got all that dough, yeah, sniffing and sucking his way in there to work for Burisma Energy, along with the other arrogant boy, his daddy-in-law, or stepdaddy-in-law, stepdaddy, John Kerry. Yeah, his stepson, Christopher Hines, all working for Burisma Energy. So I know all the background. I know about the Donbas region and how over 15,000 people were killed there. Write about in detail how the deal made between Gorbachev and Bush Sr., beginning with Reagan before that, that NATO wouldn't move one inch further. And it was 16 NATO countries. And that slimy, low-life piece of criminal crap, murderous, low-life scum Bill Clinton did away with it. And from 16 NATO countries, and then through Bush and Obama, expanded to 30. So I know about all that. But the hypocrisy in the media, every day, now what went on in that place where the Russians said they didn't do it, and the Ukrainians are blaming the Russian about killing 443 people, poof, you're not even close. You're not even close to Bush's war against Iraq. It was only about, what, 820,000? You got a long way to go, you Russians. Oh, and fat mouth Biden, big mouth Biden, draft Dodger Biden, another arrogant boy. Oh, I'm a tough guy, but I did everything I could to beat the Vietnam War draft. Oh, there's little Georgie Bush, another little daddy's boy with a cojones the size of a mothball. Operation, oh yeah, rock, yeah. Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished by killing over 800,000 people. But that never made the front page of the Western media day after day after day after day after day. Oh, no. Oh, you know what they had? Embedded reporters. That's right. Little prostitutes in bed, taking it up to you know what by the military. We'll tell you what to say, tell you what to write about. This is America, and that's why you have to support InfoWars, because freedom of the press is dead. So, when the wars broke out, you're with the military. You got to write what we tell you to write. Let me see what you wrote. No, can't do that. Can't do this. The prostitute media every day is selling Russian hate without selling the other side. And the other side is coming quick. We're not hearing about it. You got to support InfoWars. You're only getting one side of the story. With InfoWars, you're getting all sides. Yeah, there are at least three sides to every story. So we're going to take a break, come back in a little bit, and remember, do what you can to get those great products at InfoWars.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And those silver dollars, man. Look, you know me, GC's 3Gs, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. Yep, back in 1933, all of a sudden, FDR... Give me your gold. You can't own gold anymore. I tell the story what happened with 9/11. When I called up the bank to cash in my certificates of deposit, I didn't know if the planes, they said, were going down the Hudson River, and I didn't know if they were going to hit Indian Point Power Plant, where I know exactly where it is on the Hudson. Because if they say the planes are coming down the Hudson River, hit the World Trade Center, if they hit a nuclear power plant, we're going to have chaos like we've never seen. So I tried to get my dough. I had my, you know, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. I couldn't get my money. They said, Mr. Celente, certificates of deposit are traded on Wall Street, and Wall Street's closed. So I'm just telling you, all these products they have at InfoWars, that you may need if the worst comes, and the worst is on the horizon. It's coming. They have taken us to World War III. It's already begun. The first shots have been fired. I was going back to what I was saying about Biden calling Putin a war criminal. Yes. And join the war criminal club. Join the Clinton wars. Yeah, Clinton, who got every time the little, I can't use the word, oh, it rhymes with Dick Cheney. Well, I got to be proper, penis Cheney, so I won't say Dick Cheney. Oh, by the way, about the language stuff, you know, I looked up who the top songs were in the Grammys. Yeah, ain't my kind of tune. Yeah. All the language coming from these women using the F word and the other word for crap that begins with an S. Oh, yeah, right in the lyrics. Oh, they could say them. But hey, Celente, you're vulgar when you call out some little effing, you know what? What hypocrisy? What hypocrisy? There he is, Peter Cheney. Can't call him Dick Cheney, a little warmonger. So, hey, Biden, hey, B.S. Biden, put him on the war criminal list. These are the slime balls and lowlives that sold us the Iraq War. And my friend, Phil Giraldi, former top CIA guy, quit the CIA because he knew that the lies were coming in during that time before the war started. He quit a top position. Wonderful man. and a lot of other guys, they knew it. There were lies. So if you're going to call them war criminals, add Clinton, Bush, Obama, and Biden. There wasn't a war that that draft dodger didn't love. Anybody that wants to go fight, put on your military drag and lead the charge. I believe in a man named George Washington that these little boys couldn't bow down to in his farewell address saying no foreign entanglements. We are losing it. We're losing it big. Yeah. Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind. JFK. That's right. As I said, what Putin should have done is what Khrushchev did. America put missiles in Turkey, whoop, 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 aiming at Russia. Hey, I'm going to put missiles in Cuba, aiming at the United States. All right, all right. We'll take them out of Cuba, Turkey. You take them out of Cuba. Okay, you got a deal. Is everybody happy? That's all he had to do. Put missiles in Cuba. Because that's all America. Now the words come out. There's a report that was reportedly in the Wall Street Journal that the president or the chancellor, I love these words, chancellor, president, prime minister. Hey, Frank! Oh, no, no, don't call me Frank. Don't call me. I'm the chancellor. Anyway, the chancellor. I hate these words. Doctor. Doctor. I can't call you by your first name. Yep. There he is. Little tough Biden. Anyway. So the chancellor said to Zelensky, the comedian who became president, played the comedian on TV that became the president of Ukraine, Zelensky would not agree to any of Russia's demands, which were very simple. The Donbas region would be a separatist region, wouldn't break away, but separatist. Here he is at the Grammys. Isn't that great? Yeah, Grammys and talking to Congress. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Little clown of nothing. Again, it's one show. That's all it is. It's a TV show. Anyway, they report that he wouldn't go agree with any of the things that Russia wanted. Not to join NATO. Demilitarize. And again, people talk about, well, Russia being in Crimea. All right. How about a place called Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba? It's okay for Americans to be there? Oh, yeah, we're only torturing people there illegally. You know, just torture. Isn't torture wonderful? So it's okay for America to be in Guantanamo, but it's not okay for Russia to be in Crimea, which they've only been there since, I think, about 1735, when Catherine the Great took the joint over. So maybe the Mexicans, they want Texas back. They want, how about Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California? Yeah. Get California out of here. They have the freak show over there with that gruesome Gavin over there, Newsom. Little arrogant people. It's a freak show. So again, no one's talking about peace. Just a bunch of murderous pieces of crap talking about war. Again, reports of atrocities stir outrage. Front page of the Wall Street Journal. How about all the reports of atrocities of America's two Iraq wars, Afghan war, I forgot the Vietnam War. Oh, what about the Korean War? Hey, how about another low-life piece of scum, garbage, moronic, imbecilic, you couldn't get more low-life than little Truman. Yeah, the clown that played president after FDR died. Bombs away over Hiroshima and Nagasaki just when Japan's ready to sign off at the end of the war. Yep. Those atrocities are all right. Hey, they're American atrocities. I forgot Libya. Oh, yeah, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. Oh, and only if women were in charge. Yeah, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton pushing for that war. Oh, and then what's the name over there that just passed on? Madeline, not all that bright? Yeah. When I come back, I'm going to tell you a story about when I was with, I did a gig with her. Quoted on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl, that the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children because of Bill Clinton's murderous bombings and mandates. She said, when Leslie Stahl asked her, is the price of 500,000 Iraqi children dead under the age of five because of the sanctions that Bill Clinton put on the country and the war efforts worth it? She said, yes, it is. May you rot in hell, faccia brutta, where you belong. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. No, 1776 coins. As I was saying before about what happened on 9/11 when they closed down Wall Street, all of a sudden, what if we hear the Russians attacked our banking system? We're locking down the banks to save your money. Yeah, and then when you get it back, we're going to devalue it a lot as well. Yeah, we'll do that trip too. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan. My GC, GSB, gold, silver, and Bitcoin. I don't give financial advice. That's for me. And you get these coins that you have, the 1776 coins. They're enriching you in two ways. They're enriching you in the sense that you really have something worth value when things turn valueless. And you're supporting InfoWars and keeping truth alive because they're killing it from us. So you want to get these, own one of these one-of-a-kind ounce silver coins. You go to InfoWars and you get them at InfoWarsStores.com. So going back to what happened back then, when I couldn't get my money out, I think the same thing is going to happen now. They're going to say something happened with the banking system, and you don't get your money out. As a matter of fact, there was a story out. Where is it over here? IMF says Russian sanctions threaten to reduce dominance of U.S. dollar. Okay? So this is from the Financial Times, so it's not like a conspiracy theorist, although it comes from the IMF. The International Monetary Fund, Mafia Federation? I keep getting them mixed up. Because they're banksters, you know. The U.S.-led Western sanctions campaign against Russia threatened to chip away at the U.S. dollar's dominance as the world's reserve currency, a top IMF official told the Financial Times. Read all about it, of course, in your Trends Journal. We've been saying this is going to go on. So all I'm saying is that you might want to consider having enough food and whatever you need to protect yourself and money in your hands and not in the bank, because this thing could change like that. Look what happened with the COVID war. Who would have ever thought we'd lose our freedoms the way we did? You can't make this crap up. Little witless Whitmere over in Michigan. Gutless, arrogant Gavin Newsom, California. Little boy Andy Cuomo in New York. Oh, we're going to give him an Emmy because he could BS so great and freak out the people. Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood. Yeah. Yeah, the Oscars proven how low the country's gone. Give him an Emmy. Give him a clown like that an Emmy for robbing us of our freedom. I'm going to tell you, man, the streets out here are dead. They're dead. Yep. Look at them. It's a freak show. There we go. Our secretary is, no, it's vice president. Yep. So the other day, I went down to the city, taking a West Side Drive down, going into the city, get off of 57th Street. That's where West Side Drive ends. And I had to go up six blocks to 51st Street and go east. Rush hour, 9:15 last Wednesday. Rush hour in New York City. The West Side Drive going north. Remember, I'm coming in from the north. I'm going south. Everybody leaving after work. It was not one car waiting for the light between 51st and 57th Street in New York City. Not one. Everywhere you look, east side, west side, all around the town, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent, for rent. These stupid, moronic, ignorant sanctions put on by an arrogant guy that's been sucking off the public tit his whole life, never worked a day in it. You know, his name is Joe Biden, only been doing it since he's 30 years old. And we know it is boy, who's done all those, got those great gigs because of daddy. These guys don't work. Politicians don't work. They don't care. They just get your money. So what are they going to do? Biden, moronic Biden, puts these sanctions on Russia. Barley prices, wheat prices. Yeah. One after another. Palladium. Oh, oil's back up. Yeah, it's just only about $107 a barrel now. Oh, gold went up today. Wonder why. These sanctions, the IMF is telling you what it's going to do to the dollar. It's right in front of your eyes. When they're coming out with it, it's not a conspiracy theory. Again, you don't have to believe me, even though we've been right most of the time. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, who made $30 million plus last year, says big risks loom for the U.S. economy. That's from CNBC today. The head of the nation's biggest bank offered a largely upbeat view of the economy's health in his annual letter on Monday. But he went on to say that Mr. Dimon warned that the war in Ukraine could collide with rising inflation to slow the recovery and alter global alliances for decades to come. No kidding. Blow me away. Never would have known it if he didn't say it. Inflation was bad before the Ukraine war. It's made a bad situation worse, and clown Biden even admitted that the sanctions don't work. Again, did they work against Cuba? Did they work against Venezuela? Did they work against Iran? No. Only hurts the people, and they're hurting us. This is not going to be inflation, or stagflation rather, where you have a stagnant economy and rising inflation. It's going to be dragflation. The economy is going to be dragged down, and inflation is going up. But I better be careful saying about dragflation, because InfoWars had a story up there about the transgender assistant secretary of health, Rachel Levin. So I got to be quite careful about dragflation. A four-star admiral, and they got that wrong. I think a rear admiral is more appropriate. Can you imagine this clown dressed up like this, calling himself the health minister? The guy got more chins than Chinatown and telling me about health. That's how low it's gone. You better prepare. And InfoWars has a lot of the products that you need. There it is. Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. They got a lot of the... Look, like you can't believe this. It's a cartoon show. It's America.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again, because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself 1-800-522-1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting me a dog.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. You know, current events form future trends. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. CEO pay increases, heads for a new record. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? And what do we have over here? One in five workers run out of money before payday, survey finds. So on one end, you got the CEOs getting richer and richer, the bigs getting bigger and bigger, and everybody else getting poorer and poorer. And you could thank what the people call the Republicans and the Democrats that adults call a crime syndicate. And that's all it is. I mentioned J.P. Morgan Chase, right? Let's go back to where they saw it, the head of the nation's biggest bank. The peanut farmer. The peanut farmer. Probably with cojones smaller than a peanut. Oh, yeah, the guy that brought us the Mujahideen. Yeah. Jimmy Carter. To fight the Russians in Afghanistan. That became Al-Qaeda, that Mujahideen. Oh, who allegedly were the people on 9/11? Oh, Saudis? Oh, that Mujahideen that Carter created? Yeah, he's the lowlife that did away with the banking system. There was no such thing as when I was a young guy up until the 70s, late 80s, early, late 70s. There was no such thing as interstate banking. Bank of America was out in California. There were local banks everywhere. Then they allowed interstate banking. It was only intrastate banking. They did away with the usury laws. I used to talk about the gangs and the mafia. They used to charge 10% interest. Some changed what they allow now. Carter, and all the other criminals. So, there you got it. The rich are getting richer. And everybody else is getting poorer. It's Slavelandia. That's what they've created. And talking about the propaganda and how people swallow it, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. That was under William J. Casey, the jerk. I can't say the word, but it's off someplace over there. Casey, CIA director, said in 1981, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false, because the American public was stupid enough to believe little cojone, nothing of a daddy's boy, a clown of a clown, who's that guy in Mad Magazine, that little freaky guy looks just like Alfred E. Newman Bush. We're going to get that guy Saddam Hussein dead or alive. Over there in Afghanistan. There he's in Afghanistan, so we're going to go get it." Oh, and I love this stuff about how the Russians are now going into their seventh week of fighting. And they haven't won, blah, 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 blah. How many years was America in Afghanistan? Oh, going on almost 20. How many years in Iraq that you lost? Hey, how about that Libyan war, huh? Still going on. One after another. Vietnam? Oh, that only went from what? God, about... Oh, I talked about JFK. What happened after JFK? Not long after he made the deal with Russia to pull missiles out of Turkey. Was opposed to the Bay of Pigs trying to overthrow Castro. And pop, cat's dead, man. That's right. Bought the military-industrial complex. 8 months later, Lyndon Johnson takes us to war. Oh, you're talking about the Russians losing the war? So that was like 1963. And how long did the Vietnam War go on to? About 73, 74. And you're talking about them being there just a couple of weeks and how terrible they're doing. But the American media never covered the disasters of America's wars. We are going into an economic crisis. I wrote about this a long time ago. People forget, in 2019, there's a country by the name of Germany that's the richest one in Europe. They were tenths of a percentage point away from going into a recession officially. There were protests and riots going on all over the world. Yellow Vest Movement, protests and riots in Algeria, India, Lebanon, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, all over the world. And then COVID came, and they stopped all the protests. The people were protesting against a lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime, and violence. They artificially propped up the markets with all these low interest rates. But going back to what I said, it's nothing more than a crime syndicate. They steal our money and give it to the J.P. Morgans and the Goldman Sachs gang and the Merrill Lynch mob in the name of they're too big to fail. Hey, you one out of 20% of the American people living paycheck to paycheck, you're just a piece of crap. You're not too big to fail. You could fail, you could go to hell. Hey, we got to take care of Jamie Dimon and the gang. We got to make sure the bigs get bigger. The Blackstones, the Black Rocks, and all the companies, by the way, all these companies buying up the housing market because people can't afford to live in them, so they can rent them. We'll rent them to you. It's a crime syndicate. It's not a government. So that's where we're at here. Guns, gold, and a getaway plan, and those 1776 coins are something you might want to consider. Again, for two reasons. Number one, it can enrich you with dollars and cents, and it also helps InfoWars to keep the truth out there, because they're robbing it from us. Again, you go back to the data, it's all there. You know, by the way, they talk about the murderous people in Russia. And again, I'm totally opposed to this war. How about this for a quote? It's quite fun to shoot them, you know. It's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. Oh, who said that? Oh, Marine General James Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis. Actually, it's quite fun to fight them, you know. It's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. I'll be right up there with you. I like brawling. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Mad Dog Mattis. Oh, you're talking about the Russians? How about the pot calling the kettle black? Oh, can't say black. Oh, no, that's not right. How about the pot calling the pan? I know. Transgender. Yeah. How about the pot calling the rear admiral? Rachel Levin. Can you believe this crap? I don't give a. I could care who you are, what you do, but save it, man. You know, you got a head problem. It ain't mine. So don't tell me I got to buzz swallow this stuff. One after another. Well, here's another one from Mattis. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it.
and sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And, as Alex was saying, they're under a lot of pressure there. They're trying to shut InfoWars down, and they really need your help. And do what you can to support them. And you're not only supporting them, you're helping yourself. Because they have a lot of great products out there, like their new proprietary immune support. It's a formula by InfoWars Life, and you get it today, you get 25% off. At InfoWarsStores.com, and it helps support your system naturally with ultra high quality ingredients, and they're selected for their nature-based benefits. So start harnessing the power of the new immune support formula today. And again, own some of those InfoWar coins, the founding member silver coin. And by the way, these immune system support products, they have elderberry and echinacea. One great product, angelica root, astragalus root. I take a lot of these, by the way. I take 18 different supplements and vitamins a day. Haven't had a cold. I've been sick now, knock on wood, almost 2.5 years. No colds, no anything. And these products are great. And their immune support is really what you need during these times to build your immune system and get strong as so much is going down. And again, the coins, it's money in the bank, as I see it. So, okay. I got to be careful, by the way, with my language, but that was Mattis's that word about the thing, you know, the A with a hole at the end of it. My apologies. I was just quoting the man. And again, it's disrespectful because they have a very positive function. Anyway, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson told his cabinet that he wants to provide Ukraine with, quote, more lethal military aid. Isn't that nice? Lethal. Deadly. Isn't that nice? More lethal aid. And the United States, of course, more of our money going to lethal aid as the roads, bridges are collapsing, degraded infrastructure, homeless all over the place, and our money going to the military-industrial complex. Beijing reasserts closer relationship with Moscow. I'm mentioning this because it's very important. India and China, with about 1.4 billion people each. What is that? 2.8 billion people? Just those two countries. Then you put Europe and America together, what do you have? About 780 million? 780 million against 2.8 billion? And the winner is... One of the things I do as a trend forecaster, I go all over the world and look at the news. I want more sides than one. So I go to Global Times every day, as well as the Jerusalem Post, Fars News Agency out of Iran, TASS out of Russia. I go to all different sites. I want to get their story. You read the Global Times, the Chinese news, and you see how they are so opposed to what America and NATO is doing in fighting Russia with the sanctions. And they also state the whys that Russia is doing it. The unification between China and Russia is going to continue. And now there's talk about how is the United States going to get involved when, not if, China takes over Taiwan. By the way, when I was a kid, it was called Formosa. And what happened was when the Chinese Revolution finally overthrew the dictatorship over there, they went to Formosa or Thailand or Taiwan. So China's going to take that back. So now what's all the talk is how the United States and NATO are going to stop China from doing this. China's aligning itself with Russia. And Russia's aligning itself with China and India. Oh, and Pakistan. We're only getting one side of the story. When you read what the Chinese and the Indian governments are saying, they understand why Russia did what it did. Again, I'm totally opposed to war. Things should have been worked out before this. You could have done it in a number of ways, I believe. And by the way, on the Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, channel on YouTube, I did an interview on Friday with Scott Ritter, former Marine, the guy that was in the U.N., you know, when he was doing about nuclear armaments and who had them and the disarmaments and knowing that Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda and was blackballed. Yeah, did an interview with him. Please check it out. It's one of the best I've ever done in my life. And he's talking about how he was in Russia and what was his role in Russia and about the Russian people. And again, how we're getting to hate them. Just like in World War I, we hated the Germans. Now in World War II, we hated them too. And in World War II, we hated the Japanese. Oh, but we're doing business with all of them now, right? I mean, how about Vietnam War, huh? Oh, God, when I grew up, oh, we hated those Vietnamese, those commies. Falling dominoes. Yeah, that guy, James Buckley with his BS. The dominoes are going to keep falling. And before you know it, communism will be reaching the shores of California. And now today we buy the number two exporter or that we buy from, we import from, our clothing and shoes are from Vietnam. So they're teaching us hatred. And that's all the media's become. And they're prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps. You look at that arrogant boy, Stephanopoulos. Oh, where did he come from? Oh, he was with the Clinton administration, wasn't he? Yeah, one after another, down the line. And now the word is that Psaki is, you know, exit into MSNBC to join the other ones there. Can you imagine a government insider giving you information that you're supposed to swallow? And the Americans do. So I'm going to tell you a quick story about Madeleine Albright, or not all that bright. I did a gig back in 2002 on the QE2. And it was for the top marketing executives around the world. And we leave New York Harbor, but before we leave, she gives her talk. I swear to God, they introduced her. It must have taken about 15 minutes. She went to school here. We've got her honors degree there. And her father did this. And her mother did that. And she became this. She became that. And she looked like the Queen of Tots, all dressed up in red. This chooch. So the next day they introduced me. This is Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, Trend Tracking. This is what the Wall Street Journal says about him. Time, New York Times, Time Magazine, The Economist, blah, 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 blah. And after the guy gave me the introduction, I said, thank you very much. I said, I feel shortchanged after hearing Madeleine Albright's introduction yesterday. And the place broke out laughing. And I said, what you also forgot to mention is that I graduated PS 76 in the Bronx without honors. I'm mentioning this because it's a freak show. And that's all we have running and ruining our lives. You like Mitch McConnell? How about Chuckie Schumer? I like Fat Mouth Lindsey Graham. Nah, Nancy Pelosi, Sumi. We need a new way. We need a new party. We need someone that stands up for freedom, fights for peace, and demands justice. Now it's only just us. You get a little Hunter Biden and all these other clowns, all the presidents I mentioned with their murderous records, and they get away with murder. We break a letter of the law. Yep. And it's poof, more than a slap on the wrist. See you next week.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.